Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 95. This episode is brought to you by... Welcome, friends. Welcome, conqueror. How have you been doing? This is the time. This is around the time of the year where we all have forgotten the promises we made to ourselves, the changes that we vowed that we would change, we would make, are now behind us because for some reason we have given up already. We have given up on making and creating that wonderful life for ourselves because things are hard, things are tough. There are so many other things that are competing for attention, so we just kind of stop. And that is not a good thing for our future, because if you really want to change the future, you have to create it. And I'm going to share with you three things that you can do today to start taking 100% responsibility for the quality of your life. See, that's the thing. We sometimes get into this mindset, thinking that other people are responsible, or other people, it's other people's job to really make us happy, to help us create that wonderful life. I mean, at some level it is, but you have to take that leadership. You have to take the role of activating all the great things that you want in your life. And I say all, I don't want it to be a chore. I don't want it to be overwhelming at all. I want it to be something that you really want. Because if you really want it, you have a why for it. You have a reason to get up each and every day and make choices and decisions to get you there. And for some reason, we look outside of ourselves for the things that we want to accomplish. So when we look outside of ourselves, we lose our power. We are giving our power away to the circumstances. We are giving our power away to the naysayers. We are giving our power away to people who have no business helping us to create that change that we're looking for. It is your responsibility. And I wish I could say it differently. And I wish it were different. But we are the one responsible. We are the one who have to take action. We are the one who have to be consistent. We are the one to make the change. Because we all are in the same boat. We are fighting the same thing. All the same fears. All right? The same fears. We don't want to fail. We don't want to disappoint people. We don't want people to be talking about us and criticizing us. We don't want to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations. We are all in the same boat. So if you want to make a change, like Michael Jackson said, take a look at yourself. Okay? Take a look in the mirror. And then you will see the person responsible for that change. So many times when we quit on our New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever you create for yourselves, when we do that, there are three things that happen. We often refuse to take that responsibility for the change that we want. We make all sorts of excuses. That's one of the things. We make excuses. We make excuses that we didn't have the time. We didn't have the money. We were scared. We didn't want to take the risk because we know people would be talking about us. We know people would be challenging us. We know we might create uncomfortable conversations in the house, whatever the case may be. But we make excuses. We make them into mountains where we feel impossible to climb. Okay, so think about the excuses you have been making in your life. What are they? How are they preventing you from taking action? How are they preventing you from growing? How are they affecting the change that you want to make? Another thing that we do is that we complain a lot. We complain about how things are not supposed to be this way. We complain day and night. And every time you complain, you are getting weaker as a person because you are shouldering that responsibility to somebody else and not really doing anything about it. Or you refuse to do something about it because you know that, you know, maybe you're going to upset some people. Okay. Or maybe you're afraid of the changes that's about to happen, even though sometimes they are good changes. But when you complain, you are telling yourself that you know something better can be done. And you know what that something better is. But you refuse to do it. Because for some reason you think this person should do it. And you are not willing to hold that person accountable to do it. So you complain about it. Everything that you complain about, you have the power to change. Because you see the other side of the complaint. You see the changes necessary in order for it to happen. So, and sometimes we just complain to the wrong person. Do you notice that? We often go tell somebody else about what your child should be doing or your mother-in-law should be doing or what your boss should be doing. Instead of going straight to that person and making a request of them and saying, hey, this what I want to do. This is what needs to be changed. And this is how it can be changed. And have a conversation about it to see if you guys can come to a mutual decision to start acting upon it. Because if you go talk to somebody who has no business, who knows nothing about the situation, they cannot help you. They will just keep you going around in circles. So decide who needs to help you with this situation and talk to them directly instead of talking to someone who has nothing to do with the situation. And often the big one is that we blame our past, we blame our parents, we blame the circumstances, we blame the people in our lives, we blame the fact our finances, we blame everything. So stop blaming. We blame God. I mean, that's like, oh God, why would you let this happen? But the point is, you know, everything happens for a reason. Okay, everything is happening for you. What is it that you have to learn from this situation so that it won't happen again? Right? And I believe that God has given us everything we need to take care of our issues here. But we have to tap into that power. We have to take responsibility. We have to take action for the changes we want to see in our lives. Blaming your parents, blaming the past. You know, that causes you to keep going around in circle. I mean, we often say we are stuck, but we are not stuck. We're just going around in circle. We are just practicing insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Right? The past is the past. No matter how hard you try to change it, it will never change. What you have to do is create your future from your future. Ask yourself, what kind of life do I want to create? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? What brings me joy? And create more of that. And work on doing every single day something to bring you closer to that future, to that reality you want to create. I know you can do it. So I just wanted to remind you that I know January is almost over, and I know this is about the time where people give up on their dreams, their goals for the year. You know, all that excitement about making a change is all gone, but I want to reignite that excitement because it is not about resolutions. It is not about just making one change for the year. You know, maybe one change can definitely have an impact, but it's not about that. Let's get that excitement back so that we can consistently work on our lives. Our lives is always a work in progress. So each day is a new day. You never see the same day twice. So each day is equally important, whether it is December 31st or January 31st or whatever date comes to your mind. You never see it twice. So get that excitement back again, okay? Get it back again. Create that future. Make it compelling. Visualize it every day. And force yourself to take some action every single day so that you can get closer to where you want to be. And let me tell you, I am not an advocate for I'm not talking about just monetary gains. Okay, I'm not just talking about a better paying job. That may be on your radar. But most of all, I want you to concentrate, to focus on your joy, your happiness, your health, your wellness, your peace of mind. Because nothing, no amount of money can replace these things. And once you have them, the other stuff will flow. It will flow for you. So I want you to take care of yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, and everything else will be added unto you. So I know you can do this. So if you complain, if you make excuses, if you blame others, how will you change from that mindset to one that takes responsibility for your life? Because until you do, you will not get the results that you so desire. All right? Oh, so I know that anything and everything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who will benefit from it. And one of the best ways to really support this podcast is to leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. Go to Apple Podcasts and put the title of the show and leave us a review and leave us a 5-star rating. This will allow other people to find the podcast and for us to keep growing and impacting many, many lives. Also, please follow us at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show.